Welcome to the Manifest with Ashley podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Vaughn. I'm a mindset specialist and intuitive business coach. On this podcast, we dive deep into the intricate realms of mindset and manifestation. Here we uncover the profound connections between our thoughts, beliefs, and reality, unraveling the secrets to unlocking our highest potential. So prepare yourself for a deep experience as we embark on this journey of personal and spiritual growth. On today's podcast, I want to talk about what you are activating in your experience. I ask myself this question all of the time as I move throughout my day, as I go through my life and I experience things that I love and things that I don't. I ask myself, what did I do to activate that in my reality? It's really so powerful when you start to go within yourself all of the time to see, why did that just show up? Why am I experiencing this today? Why did I just have this really negative encounter with this person? What have I done to activate this situation? And first, I want to talk about what I mean by activating. So when we give our attention and our focus to anything, we are activating more of that in our reality. So I want you to learn this and really understand this on a deep level so you can start to consciously activate things in your reality. That's how we create the reality we actually love, like a reality we enjoy, is by consciously creating it instead of just unconsciously activating all of these things in our experience that we actually don't want to experience. So if you activate things by giving them your focus and giving them your attention, you have to start to pay closer attention to the things that you are watching, the materials that you are consuming. Let's say, for instance, you love to watch murder mysteries and really negative, like reality TV. That is full of drama. It's full of pain. It's full of hurt. And the more you give your attention and focus to that, the more you activate your own drama in your own experience. And let's say you love the murder mysteries, then you get on your phone to scroll and you're going to see all of these stories of people that were killed and things like that. So by consuming that, giving your attention and focus to it, you are now attracting more of that unconsciously into your reality. And I have to be honest here, I used to be that girl that loved reality TV. I loved all of the drama. I loved the murder mysteries. I couldn't get enough of it. But the more I studied the law of attraction and understood what I was focusing on was bringing these types of situations into my own life and into my own experience, and I just really wanted to be at a way higher vibration, then I decided to cut all of it out. And yes, it's addictive, but also once you cut it out and you realize how good you feel, then when you turn those things back on, if you even try to watch something after you've went months without watching it, something really negative like that, you will feel your vibration drop. And for me, I'm like, oh, like I can't deal with this. Like I can't go from feeling amazing and then turning this on and feeling like all the negativity I'm absorbing right now. It just lowers your vibration on such a deep level, especially when you've raised your vibration without watching it, that it's just not worth it to me. So I gave up those things about 8 or 9 years ago and I have no regrets. And you don't miss them. Like once you get out of that headspace of liking those things and you start to focus on positive material, that higher vibrational material becomes what you're addicted to now. So now I want to give a few examples here. So let's say I'm working with a client who has this business and he wants to manifest a lot more money in his business and better employees and a better work environment and less stress. So when we are talking about the employees that he currently has, and he's telling me they show up late, they have a really bad attitude, they don't want to work, they add like no value to my business, then I say to him, okay, so what do you think about employees? What do you believe about employees? And he says the same thing. Well, I believe that it's really hard to find a good one and that they're all lazy and that they don't want to show up, you know, and actually be an asset to my business. And I'm like, okay, so with that being said, why do you think that the universe has sent you these employees with those characteristics who show up that exact way? And then he's like, well, yeah, I guess you're right. Like, I don't have any positive thoughts about employees. And I'm like, yeah, so you have activated negative employees in your workplace. You have attracted exactly what you're focused on, which is all of the negative aspects. So if you could learn to turn your attention and turn your focus to the fact that there are so many people out there with wonderful attitudes, very positive people who will happily come and work with you and bring good energy to your business, then that is what you will start to attract, because it's your reality and you're creating it from the inside out. And this is really powerful when my clients experience this, because then they realize, yeah, I've created this experience. I've activated all of this in my reality. And now it's time for me to do some inner shifting and stop manifesting things that actually make my life complicated and hard, you know? Another quick example, I was talking to a group of women about making videos on TikTok, and one of the women was like, oh, I can't believe you do that. The people in there are so mean, you know, the comments that they leave. And I said to her, I've had my TikTok for over 4 years, and in that 4 years, I've only had one negative comment, and she just couldn't believe it. And I said, you know, we are the creators of our own reality. And when I created my TikTok, I started scripting about the type of people that I attracted to follow me. And I wanted to attract beautiful souls who were really kind and who I loved engaging with. And that is exactly the experience that I've had, because that is what I focused on. But, you know, when people aren't aware of this, they just think that, you know, like her, for instance, she just thought TikTok was a negative place. TikTok can be a negative place. I'm sure you can activate that in your experience, but you also can activate engaging with very beautiful people in there. It's all coming from our own perspective. We activate things in our reality from our beliefs, our thoughts, our assumptions, our vibration, where we're vibrating at that time, from our thoughts that we're having all day. You know, if we get up and we are in an amazing mood and we set beautiful intentions for the day and we go out to run errands, if we're at a very high vibrational frequency and we've already set the tone for the day and we believe that people are awesome and we think that it's going to be a great day, we're going to activate all of these beautiful encounters, these beautiful experiences, no traffic. Just even if there is traffic, you're just listening to something you love or soaking up the sun and just enjoying the day. But if you go out to run your errands and you're in a low vibrational frequency and you have thoughts that are not, you know, high vibrational and aligned with a great outcome, you're going to experience negative people, traffic jams, you know, all these things that are just triggering you even more, but you're activating it. It's all coming from you and your point of attraction. So I could go on and on with all of these stories of how myself and everybody around me, all of my coaching clients, my family, we're all activating all of these experiences. But I think you guys get the point. We are activating all of these things, except the big life events that are in our soul contracts that are destined. And that's a whole nother topic. But for the most part, we are conscious creators who are here with free will creating our reality, and we can activate amazing things or we can activate very negative things. So start to journal about all of the things that you want to activate in your experience. And I did this many years ago when I started to script white butterflies, just to see, like, I love butterflies and I used to see butterflies everywhere, but I was like, wonder if I can activate white butterflies all around me. And I started to do that. They started to show up. And even if I would go on vacation, they would be there. And, you know, last week I went to lunch with a friend, one came to the window. Every time I go hiking, there's a white butterfly with me. They're just always in my experience because I am a creator and I created that in my reality, just like you are. So start to journal, start to script about everything you're activating in your experience, big and small, and watch everything start to show up. And then, of course, pay attention to those things that are in your reality that you don't want to activate more of, and just shut them out. Just make like a conscious decision that no, I'm no longer activating this in my reality, and watch how fast it stops becoming a part of your experience. It's really wild how fast these shifts can take place. So anyway, that was a short podcast, but it's powerful because we all need to realize that We are activating things left and right, and we really want to activate the awesome things and let go of the things that we don't want to experience. So I hope you enjoyed this, and leave me a review if you can. And if you're interested in talking to me about my offerings, click the link in any of my bios and book a free discovery call with me, and I will explain to you everything that I have going on right now, all of my coaching packages and group calls, etc. So anyway, thanks for tuning in, and I hope my podcast is helping you in really powerful ways.